I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Van Beek, Commissioner Brooks. We have a 9:30 agenda item, multiple action items, meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items. So let's just take them in the order they are unless we come up with a reason not to. First action item is consider resolution opposing levy and general obligation bonding authority for regional public transportation authorities in Idaho.
Thank you.
Chairman, before we
take this one up for your signature, I did want to just clarify a few of the factual points before we took up a motion on it. The first one is the paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth whereas. The VRT Board of Directors at their meeting on January 5th, 26 voted to approve the executive director speaking to legislators. And then Kenyon, the sixth one is the Kenyon County representative was there present and voted against this. My understanding from Director Rast's note is that you were there and voted against it on behalf of the board, or as you're, I'm not sure you're appointed.
Yes, Mr. Chair, if you don't mind, I'll give you kind of a backstory real quick on this one.
Okay.
Kind of overview. There's a VRT Board of Directors, and there's two seats from Kenyon County, two seats from Ada County via the statute. I'm appointed to one of those seats for Kenyon County, and then Commissioner Tom Daly is for Ada County. He's on the board as well. There was a meeting on January 5th where the CEO, Elaine Clegg, put an action item out there to approach this legislation this year with draft legislation to be considered, and they have a local lobbyist are working through. And there was a roll call vote, and there's other cities present, other people part of the boards. On the roll call vote, the Ada County rep, Commissioner Tom Daly, and myself voted no in opposition to this for a couple reasons. What VRT is looking for is to create a levy taxing district to support and fund VRT. And by doing the math of 1/10% of a levy tax, and if you look at the Treasure Valley, if you look at the resolution on the Kenyon County side, it's proposed about $41.5 million in additional taxes from Kenyon. And then from the Ada County one, it's approximately $115 million in additional taxing. So if you look at the Treasure Valley, that's a lot more tax put on the, basically on the taxpayer. And the reason why he was opposed is Commissioner Tom Daly from Ada, he used to be a legislator, and so he was going through the process, and he was kind of counseling that he felt like this was not the right approach. He thought the right approach would be approach the State House and through the committees, through conversation, have LSO services draft up some legislation that gets past those committees to become an RS and go through the process, instead of VRT going in with draft legislation in hand from their point of view with this levy. So we felt like it wasn't right, the timing and the approach wasn't correct. So Ada County passed a similar resolution with their opposition because of the roll call vote and their stance with VRT taxing levy, and that's what you have before you. So hopefully that makes sense.
Okay. And Zach, for your question directly, it's my remembrance that we went through this process, I don't know if it's last year, but the year before, and we did choose, the board did choose CEO Rast as our official representative on the board. Typically, it's one of the commissioners, but we weren't going to be available on those dates.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate that clarification. We were able to find the October 20th, 25 meeting notes online, and were able to update that factually. And then it was these January 5th ones that I couldn't find, so I wanted to make sure I had that squared away. So I think we do have this draft in the proper order. I see one change that I need to be made at the bottom paragraph on the first page, typo left in. But other than that, it should be ready to proceed in this form. And I will get that change made real quick, unless you have any others.
I see it. Okay. Yep.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
The second whereas, we technically do not have two commissioners serving on the board, but in an effort to present or to prevent the kind of actions that were taken in this last meeting that has necessitated the need for a resolution like this to be passed, as much as I need another meeting to attend, I think we probably need to have commissioners attending those to speak on behalf of the county if this is what we truly do actually believe, which I do. I'm fully in support of this resolution going forward. I mean, I've not made it any secret what my thoughts are on BRT, so so I don't know what we want to put in that whereas, because I know later today we need to appoint some people because we've got at least one vacancy there from somebody that no longer works here. So I don't want to pass a resolution that says two of us are going when we're not yet.
So I can change that line to two county representatives.
That's fine with me.
That'd work.
And then, so, and this may be outdated too, because we took this from the Compass website. The Compass website said that all three county commissioners were serving on the board of directors and that one was on the executive committee. Is that?
That's correct.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
For Compass, we're all on it.
For Compass, yes.
Okay.
The chairman's on the executive.
Okay. Oh, it's in VRT, where we have two representatives. One of them's not county.
Correct.
Which that explains why I couldn't find the January 5th notes, because I was looking at the Compass website and not the VRT website.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, it's easy to get that muddled when you're doing this.
So thanks for the clarification. We can either, I can get the changes made real quick, and then we could put this on the back end of the agenda and take it up then.
Let's do that. I was doing some internet searching, and of course this consider the source, but the Portland Max has the cheapest cost per kilometer
on a
transit system, $64 million. The average cost exceeds $151 million per kilometer. Some of that is owning the right of way through that, and some of it is not inclusive of purchasing the right of way through that. Even at $151 million theoretical income per year, you're not going to make anything that goes from Nampa to Boise. You're talking in the billions. So it's rather sobering what some of the light rails, the actual overall cost really is. So I just say that I'm not representing that is completely researched and factual. I'm just saying that's what's easily reviewed on the internet when you look into the subject. I'm interested in healthy transportation, but I also know that we're not the metropolitan area of Portland, and the other ones that were in the study, the Portland area pales in population to the other areas. So we're nothing compared to the metropolitan area, even Portland. Okay, that stated, I would make a motion that we table this to the end of this time period to bring it back up at the end so we have time to have these documents amended.
I second.
Okay, motion been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right. So with that, okay to move on?
Yes.
All right. Second action item is consider the 2026 PREA auditing services for the SWIJDC facility with Rising Sun Auditing Services, LLC. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Chairman.
Morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
So this is our PREA, Prison Rape Elimination Act.
It's a federal guideline that we have to follow.
We have to have an inspection done once every 3 years.
So we're following into that three-year mark this next year. Well, it's this year now, 2026.
And I did budget this. I budgeted 7,000. This is coming in at 6,000, so it is coming in under what that is. So.
Good. Zach, have you, Zach's gone. Have we, legal, have we had the opportunity to review this?
Legal has reviewed it. Trent did the review, so if you have substantive questions, we need to hold it for Trent. He's tied up in court right now.
Okay.
Otherwise, I did a quick review and have full confidence in Trent.
It looked boilerplate to me, so. And you, Sean, you've reviewed it?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. And you're not aware of any substantive changes from last audit, or have we done an audit with these guys before?
This will be the first one.
This will be the first. Okay.
With these guys.
All right.
But Chairman, if I could just say, not the first time we've participated in a pre-audit. When your predecessor was here, he was heavily involved in that, and you were right alongside him in the leadership component. So I appreciate your work in this, and I think this keeps, it's kept that a really well-functioning facility. So thank you for doing this. I'm in favor.
I am too. Any other discussion? I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the 2026 pre-auditing services for the SWI JDC facility with Rising Sun Auditing Service LLC as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, next action item is to consider the ACCO-CARE service contract.
Morning, Mr. Chair.
Morning.
Commissioners. So this is a service agreement that has already been in front of you guys. Legal did find a, just kind of a misstate on it, so we had to get it back to the contractor and just fix the date on there. So again, this is just updating a error on their side.
All right. Any questions?
I don't. I'm in favor of approving this.
And obviously legal's gone through this because we found the flaw. Okay. All right. I'd entertain a motion if there's no discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the ACE, what is that? ACCO Care service agreement as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next action item is considered data bank on base subscription agreement. I assume that's CIO Rast to Phillips.
Mr. Chair, put my CIO hat on this one. Deputy DA Kramer and I have been working on this one for a month. And to see this actually come to fruition is actually pretty nice. The really kind of the narrative on this is, as we know, I came down here as a COO position in December of 22nd. I've been in and out to present in IT. Well, in some of these renewals, because OnBase we use for our electronic content management throughout the whole county. Mm-hmm. It's where we store all our digital images, the back end of our financial workflow, and it's customized throughout the whole county. So it's a really highly used platform. When we went through an agreement, we found that a previous CIO signed the agreement, binding the county for a multi-year agreement. So we kind of were going back to DataBank, which is our VAR, the vendor account rep, to get a new agreement in place to make sure it's valid and went before the commissioners. So this is a cleanup agreement. They couldn't quite understand why we were doing it, but we wanted to make sure that we kept the agreement going on support. But we're finally there for your consideration to have an agreement. It's negotiated through a five-year agreement, and that's why we really need to have this go before the board. It's all negotiated rates, and CTO Steve Webb has looked through this as well. So this is where we're at on getting this, I guess, agreed upon. Does that make sense?
Yep. From a legal standpoint, as the COO indicated, we were just trying to make sure we had a bindable contract for all involved and clear understanding of what's going on. Related to the five-year agreement aspect, it does have the non-appropriation provision, and the data bank understands both through the language and communication, that if at any point it is not appropriated, the agreement would go away at that point.
Yeah. Chairman, can I ask a question? So, Chief, I know that you were not in the capacity of overseeing this as the CIO at that time, but you're good with the negotiated 5-year rates on that, on the total contract amount?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, I am.
Okay. That, thank you. That answers my question.
3 Steve holds. Steve Webb.
Steve Webb is the Chief Technology Officer.
Chief Technology Officer.
In transition to take over as the CIO as of December. Hallelujah. Thank you.
EIEIO. Yes, absolutely. And nice having you with us today. You get to do all of these into the future. And so, all right. Very good. Any other discussion?
I don't have any, Chairman. I move that the board signs the Data Bank Online Subscription Agreement as presented.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. All right. The next item will be action item, consider Canyon County Consultant Services Agreement, the AIROC Group, Inc., for survey of 20 resources as mitigation of adverse effects to Deer Flat Caldwell Canal associated with the Verbena, how do we pronounce that? Ranch subdivision. However it is, I probably
would call it Verbena.
Choose a name like Bob, and then I can pronounce it. All right. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Commissioners. So this is the final service agreement in one of those mitigations for a negative effect to a historic resource. So there's a development going in that's going to alter a historic canal, and part of that is opening up the subject to local community members to saying, how do we feel about this effect to our local historical features or buildings or archaeological sites, whatever they are. So it allows the local community a seat at the table to discuss that. And part of that can be a variety of things. And in this case, it is this subdivision paid some money to Canyon County, at which point we enter this an agreement with State Historic Preservation Office, Toll Brothers, and the county to take those funds and hire a professional consultant to then survey some historical resources to mitigate some of that negative effect on local history. So you should remember just recently we did that agreement with SHPO and Toll Brothers. Now this is the agreement with TAG Historical Associates to actually take over and do that work. So we simply at this point oversee this agreement and make sure that this work is done, and that's part of to fulfill our agreement with Toll Brothers and the State Historic Preservation Office. So we just take over making sure that the entity we've hired does this work and that it's completed.
Okay.
Chairman.
Yes?
I really appreciate Nikki being here. We don't do very many of these. We're hoping to develop a greater partnership with development services on subdivisions on sub areas or specialized areas within Canyon County. It's pretty interesting. There's map included of where they're going to be surveying, as well as, I guess, just the kind of artifacts where we have people that follow. I didn't know if I asked the chairman if it would be okay to have you talk about a little bit about what that looks like, and that so that if there's a process and we start incorporating these in those areas, what that looks like. It's not even like it's an exorbitant cost given the total dollar amount of projects. So,
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, so this is something that when Development Services sends out land use notices of any kind for rezones, parcel splits, developments like this, the Historic Preservation Officer we have, Chelsea, she does keep an eye on these, and many times if there's federal funds involved, that triggers a formal invitation to entities like Canyon County to be involved, but Chelsea does a very great job on just looking at all of these things, and anytime they pop up, using our access to the State Historic Preservation Office to look up, hey, is it near resources that we should potentially bring forward that the citizens might care about? You know, every time a resource is lost, you know, it's lost, but there can be ways to get a benefit out of something by doing something like this. Like, the goal is not to stop development, but it's, hey, there's a negative effect. Is there something else we can do to mitigate that? So it is a very interesting way for local communities to be involved. So anytime that there's that federal nexus, it does trigger at least the option for people to come to the table, like Canyon County or cities or whoever the entities that have a vested interest are deemed to be. This is something that it is up to the commissioners and comprehensive plan and how that looks as far as if the county wanted to implement something or something similar in some areas for a different, more local reason. So it's kind of two different levels. There's that federal nexus that we're here and ready to be at the table when these conversations happen. But if there is if the county wants a nexus, that would have to be formalized. Otherwise, we again just have Chelsea keeping her eye on these, and any ones that are in areas that might potentially be concerned, we have the standard practice of just writing comments to say, hey, you might be in an area with some historic materials or features or buildings. We're here and happy to help out to, you know, just private landowners who might have those resources and might want to just learn more about them or figure out how they can, if they're interested, save those or protect those or even just learn more about them. Because, you know, on private land, you know, if you were to have an archaeological site on your land, unless it's got graves or grave goods, it's really your property, right? And so, you know, we also want to be an entity that is happy and willing to help with just getting that knowledge out there and how cool that stuff is and how it could be preserved or studied in a way that gives it more meaning than just centerpieces and stuff on a mantle, right? Because Gibbons Hot Springs, for example, when that excavation happened, that's now a 300-page book on the archaeology that happened there. It was all private land. And when they discovered that they were hitting archaeology stuff, the private landowners said, time out. This is pretty cool. We're happy and willing to work with people to gain knowledge from this. So they allowed 2 years to study, but they did say, hey, at some point we want to keep moving forward with development. So they were given a section of time to study that, and it led to a 300-page book, which kind of revolutionized archaeology in southern Idaho because of the things they found that they didn't expect to find. So there's a number of ways that, you know, when we make comments to things that don't have a federal nexus, we're just wanting to also not be a scary entity to people and private landowners and explain that, you know, there's a lot of it that is just yours, and we're here and happy to help you learn more about it and potentially add more to the knowledge base on those things. But again, you know, we can provide comment in these situations, but unless there is some sort of formality built into a comprehensive plan or something, we're just trying to be on people's radar and let them know that, hey, there's history here and it's important and we hope you care. And if you do, reach out to us.
Yeah. Chairman, I appreciate the comments because I think sometimes people might believe that a historic society would have like an eminent domain where, oh, you can't develop or you can't do that. So I appreciate the information you put on record. It's just part of preserving the history of Canyon County. So thanks for being here today. I appreciate the information that you provided.
And legal, you looked through this?
Yeah, Chairman, we've prepared the agreement for Arrow Rock to sign.
Okay. Any other comments or discussion?
I don't have any, Chairman. I move that the board signs the Canyon County Consultant Services Agreement with the Arrow Rock Group Incorporated for a survey of 20 resources as a mitigation of adverse effects to the Deer Flat Caldwell Canal associated with the Verbena Ranch subdivision as presented.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Nikki. All right. Let's get back to the very first action item that we were discussing, and I think legal has addressed the areas that needed to be mitigated. Magic. That's magic. All the words are correct.
It's technology. In the future.
All right. Are we ready to discuss this and make a decision?
I think so.
Okay. I would consider either more discussion or a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution opposing levy and general obligation bonding authority for regional public transportation authorities in Idaho.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Do you have any other business for open session? I know there's one, at least, if not two, for executive session.
So, Chairman, we don't have anything left for open session. We do have a couple of matters for executive session. There's a parks incident that we wanted to discuss, and then there's land use litigation that we wanted to discuss. Those things would be appropriate under D, F, and I for, you know, as stated. Do you have a third item, or would that...
No. No, the land use was also. Okay, so D, F, and I.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Authority 742061, subsection D, for records exempt, F, to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation, and I, to communicate with the county's risk manager for legal or pending or likely litigation.
All right. Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session.
Yes.